Tonight to the book of Luke, chapter number 15. Enjoyed that time with the young people today. When you get a little bit older, it takes a little bit more time for your muscles to recover. My legs are hurting, but I enjoyed it. Memories that'll ever be etched in our minds. And you never know, young person, 20 years from today, you may be up here. And you say, I remember back then. We was playing volleyball. I remember back then. We got in there and had games. The biggest thing is staying with it. Stick with God. Just like Brother Isaac and them was singing about the home, eternal home. My God, I want to go there, don't you? But we're never going to get there unless we stay with it. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 16. If you have your Bibles and you have that place, say amen. Very familiar text. Verse number 22 says, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. I'd like to preach tonight, if the Lord be my help, my helper, on carried or buried. Carried or buried. Would you stretch your hands toward heaven one more time and ask God to help us? Father, Lord, we come before you here tonight. Lord, we ask that you would move. We ask that you would touch, God. Open our hearts to receive what it is you have in store for us here tonight. Oh, mighty Savior, God. We need you, Lord God. We need that anointing, Lord God, to come by and touch our hearts, Lord God. And we'll ask, oh, mighty Savior, that you would move here tonight in the name of your precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Carried or buried. There's only one way you're going to leave out of here. You're either going to be carried by the arms of the angels into heaven's pearly gates, or you're going to be buried in a grave. Now, I know that all of our bodies will be buried, but it's our soul that I'm speaking of here tonight. And in this story here, the Bible teaches here, Jesus is speaking. And it said that there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. The man had everything he needed. Cabinets were full. Refrigerator was full. There was a meal set three times a day. He didn't even have to worry about cleaning up. I mean, it was all taken care of for him. He was rich. He was wealthy. He didn't worry about what people thought of him when he went to town driving that nice fancy car. Nothing wrong with having a nice fancy car. But he was wrapped up in the things that he possessed, and he wasn't wrapped up in God. I wonder about us tonight, what are we wrapped up in? Does God hold first place in our heart, or does something else? This rich young man, this ruler here, this wealthy man, he fared sumptuously every day, and outside of his home was a beggar by the name of Lazarus, who laid there at his gate, full of sores, the Bible said, desiring to be fed with just the crumbs which fell from his table. And he just passed over him. He passed over this rich man. He wasn't concerned about him. The rich man was not concerned about this beggar. He was not worried about him because he only cared about himself. Number one, numero uno, he was only concerned about himself. And I'm telling you, we're not going to get anywhere in this day we're living if we're only concerned about ourselves. We need to get concerned about some other people. I'm here to preach this meeting because I'm concerned about you. Hey, come on now. We was talking about that harvest. Our pastor was talking about the harvest. I want to tell you something, church. There can be more added to this harvest. And God's about to send forth His Son to come back for His bride. Hallelujah. I want to be part of that bride, don't you? I want to be part of it. I want to be part of the bride of Christ. But not only myself, I want to reach out unto this lost and dying world. I want to bring in my brothers and my sisters, my siblings. I want to bring in my lost family. I want to bring in the ones I love. But there's too many problems going on in the church that we could identify tonight. And one man said that there's not so many problems outside of the church as the woodpeckers destroying it as there is the termites on the inside destroying it. And we could sit here tonight and we can evaluate the service. We could weigh it out on the scales of previous services that we have been in. We can listen to the voice of hell that would speak into us and distract us. That voice of hell would just ease into a service and begin to get our minds off of what God's wanting to do. He'd come in so subtle and so slowly and begin to just speak to different people. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord being my helper on carried or buried, what will it be for you, sir? What will it be for you, ma'am? Will you be carried by the angels of God out of this life into eternal glory? Or will you be buried in a devil's hell? My God, help us here tonight. This rich man here ignored the problem that was laying at his footstep. There at the doorstep. There wouldn't have been a problem if he had just helped the man out. There's nothing wrong with having a little bit of money. Having a little bit of money in the bank, there's nothing wrong with that. But I want to tell you where the problem is when you're so stuck on your own bank account like this man, he mistook his bank book for his Bible. Come on now. There was three rich men that Jesus identified in the New Testament. There was a rich young ruler who come to the Lord and he said unto the Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, you must not steal or kill or bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. The rich young ruler said, all of these things have I done from my youth up. But the Lord here looked at this rich young man and said, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that you have. Oh, distribute it to the poor and ye shall have treasure in heaven and come follow me. But that rich young ruler walked away sorrowful. Oh, hallelujah. Help us here tonight. It was a burden, man. And then there was a businessman who Jesus spoke of, who had more crops than he knew what to do with. He had that barn that was full, and yet he said, I must build myself a greater or a bigger barn to fill it up with the grain because I've got such an overflow. What that rich man should have done was distribute that out to the poor. Maybe he gave a little bit, but he held a whole lot more in reserve. Jesus was dealing with the burden man who was saying it was too much to give up to follow you. He was dealing with the businessman that was saying it's too hard to follow you. And here he is dealing with the rich man that was buried. The Bible said that it came to pass that this man was carried by the angels under Abraham's bosom, but the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, the Bible said he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Oh, send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. He said, for I am tormented in this flame. I want to tell you tonight, there is nothing but torment in the pits of hell. We need to preach on it. Men need to know about hell. Oh, no. Don't leave. Don't leave. There's been too many people to leave out of the house of God. Mad, upset at the preaching, angry, disagreeing with what the man of God has said, falling out with their brother, falling out with their brother, sister, oh, because you love the things of the world, because you love the cares of this world, because you would rather live in a land of Egypt and enjoy the pleasures that this world has to offer rather than the enjoyment of Canaan's land. My God, I wish he wouldn't have left us, because I've heard too many tragic stories of people that have left and went out of the house of God. They have left and got in their cars and drove down the road and winded up getting into an accident and winded up dying, and they went to a devil's hell. Brother Bill Houston told the story of six men that were sitting on the back pew of a church. Brother Lee Strickler was preaching, and he felt compelled to go back there to them. And Brother Jim, he compelled them, come to the altar. Come to the altar. And they refused. They rejected. They disregarded the plea that God was trying to make with them. And they left out of the house of God. And they went down the road, not even a mile to a mile and a half down the road, around a windy bend. They lost control of the car. It went nose down into the ditch. And all six of them went to hell. My God, I wish he wouldn't have left us. I wish that he wouldn't have left us. We know so many people that have died. Oh, tragic deaths. We almost had a tragedy here Saturday night. But thank God for his mercy. Hallelujah. On Brother Brian. I've heard stories. One friend of mine that I grew up with was in a bad automobile accident. He had two girls in there with him. They were out partying. And they got in a bad accident that night. They were out drinking. And they got into a terrible accident. There's a lot of things that morticians can do with a person's face after it's been disfigured by broken glass and by all that a wreck would cause a face to look like. You can only imagine. Oh, the horrific, the terrible face of somebody that has been in an automobile accident. Blood everywhere. Parts of their body just separated, severed to pieces. But inside that mortician, he could take and fix them up just to look pretty. Just to look good. What is this? Oh, what has happened? Oh, I hope the one that left out, my God, I hope that's not him. No, that was a buddy of mine. I used to hang out with him. We used to get together, grill out. We used to go to church together. We used to play instruments on the same platform for many years. Oh, no. I hope it's not. Could it be? Could it be the one? Oh. Oh, no. It is. It's him. Oh, no. Oh, I wonder if there's any regrets. My friend, Brother Joe, my friend, he was my friend. And we walk into wakes time and time again. And we walk by the loved ones that we have seen. We look into their eyes. They're closed. All the hopes and aspirations that we had for them, what they could have been for God if they would have surrendered all to him. What they could have been for God if they would have given him all of their heart. But they rejected him. This man rejected God. He left out mad and angry and winded up being in a terrible accident. Oh, the mortician has got him looking good. Oh, I can't see the disfigurement of his face now. It's all been made up. My God. My God. I see a man that is about to be buried. He's about to be taken out to be buried. My friend, what you see is a corpse.
What you see is a shell of a man. But what you don't see, that there is a soul in eternity, my God in heaven. You may live it up, young man, today. You may live it up, young lady, today. But my God in heaven.
Brother Russell, what happened, Brother Russell? Where am I, Brother Russell? Brother Noah! Where, Brother Noah? Where are you at, baby? Where's my wife? My children? Oh, God, I'm in this place.
Offering you young people. He's got a present all wrapped up. It's pretty. Oh, he's got something special for you. He's looking right at you. He's got a present he's offering you. It looks so good. What's inside of that present? Is it my dreams? Is it my hopes? Is it my ambitions? Oh, my aspirations in life. Here's a present for you young people, and the devil's offering it to you. Once you reach out and grab a hold of that present and you open it up, you're going to find that there was nothing. My God, there was nothing in there. The devil cares nothing about your soul. He only wants to drag your soul under hell. My God, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. Oh, the Bible tells us fire and brimstone. Oh, there's a worm there that constantly gnashes upon your body. Hell is a place of torment. Hell is a place of torture. Eternal torture. I don't want to go there. My friend, I want to tell you something tonight. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to lose out. My God in heaven, there is hope and there is mercy on this altar here for you tonight, my friend. If you hold on to bitterness inside of your heart, it's going to drag you to hell. You hold on to that contemporary worldly music, it's going to drag your soul to hell. My God, keep on kicking against the man of God. It's going to drag your soul to hell. Our previous church secretary was like an aunt to my children. Her and her husband, Sister Vicky, who's a precious saint of God, and her husband, Brother Michael. Oh, they treated my children just like they were their own. There was the night that she passed, and she was in her early 40s. And a young man by the name of Canaan Pike. Is Canaan in here tonight? See, Canaan Pike, he had a dream that night. And in that dream, he didn't know what was going on with my dear brother's wife. But in that dream, he dreamed that he saw her walking. And on that path she was walking, she fell down. And there were two angels that came by and picked her up and carried her. Carried her through those pearly gates. My friend, you can be carried or you can be buried. It's all up to you. My God, the choice is left up to you, my friend. I don't care if you are this age or if there's white hair on top. You must make a decision, sir. You must make a decision, ma'am, for yourself. My daddy can't get me into heaven. My mama can't get me into heaven. My family roots can't get me into heaven. Broxton Calvary Holiness cannot get me into heaven, but the blood of Jesus, it can carry you all the way unto glory. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, where is hell? Where is hell? One man said, oh, a scoffer said, anywhere outside of heaven. My friend, hell is anywhere outside of heaven. And I don't want to miss heaven. Oh, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You may have good intentions to pray tomorrow, but you may not even see tomorrow. Because the number one lie that devil tells us, you can go to church. Oh, you can get in there and shout and pray with them. You can get in there and just have a grand old time. Dress the part. Go in there and eat with them and fellowship. But when the preacher calls for you tonight, just don't go pray tonight. You can pray tomorrow. That is the number one lie that hell will preach to you. You can pray tomorrow. But, oh, Brother Joe didn't have tomorrow. Brother Joe left out mad. What are you going to leave out here? Anger may not be your problem, but what about lust, young boys? What about lust, young girls? Oh, what about pride? Hell, I'll send you to hell. Jesus said one thing. After you break one thing, it's like breaking it all. Oh, you violate one thing. You violate it all. My God in heaven, if you've got one thing in reserve, inside of your heart that you've been holding on to. You may have it in your dorm room that you're holding on to and don't want to get rid of. I'm telling you, it'll send you to hell. But you have an opportunity tonight, my friend. You have a chance tonight. Behind me are three crosses, and they stand for all to see. Two were for thieves and one for me. I never was nailed to that tree. Another was nailed there for me. Here was a man who took my place. My debt is gone without a trace, thank God. Three crosses stand until this day to show how he takes sin away. Empty crosses upon a hill remind me of the Father's will and of the Son who took my place to bear my sins and my disgrace. He took my guilt and bore my shame, and I will never be the same. Three crosses stand so I might see the love it took to set me free. Hallelujah. Young person, if you would just step up to the plate of honesty, you know you're bound. You know it's got a hold of you. You know it's wrapped up around your heart. Oh, it's got you so tied up. You come now to an altar every now and then and cry and pray about it and ask forgiveness, and you leave out of the house of God and you go out in there and you do the same thing over again. My God, you can get deliverance from it right here on this altar. You can get help right here on this altar tonight. But it's all up to you. I tell you what I would do, young person. I would get up as fast as I can and I'd run to an altar and I would ask God to help me. I'd cry out, Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, forgive me. Or you can sit back and listen to the devil's lie. You don't have to pray tonight. It's all up to you, sir. Would you stand all over the house? Carried or buried, what will it be, sir? The Titanic is named after a Greek god. The largest vessel on water at the time. We know that it sunk when it hit an icy iceberg out there in the Atlantic. Last summer we went to the Atlanta Aquarium. And they had a little deal there about it. And they had this little, it was like a big old bowl full of water. 27 degrees. You could stick your hand down in there and feel what it felt like for those that were in that water. The panic struck every single one of them that was on that Titanic when the vessel began to sink. I want to tell you the tragedy about the Titanic is that they were not prepared. Because on that ship, there was only 20 lifeboats. Not even enough for half of the people inside there to ride on if there would have been a problem. Only 18 of those vessels were set sail. There was 18 that were wooden and 2 were the inflatable kind. When the vessel come back, which was called Nova Scotia, 3 days later, they found 387 men and women in life jackets on the water, floating. They were all dead because they were not prepared. Oh, God. My friend, you have an opportunity here tonight to get prepared. You have an opportunity here tonight to prepare your soul for judgment. My God, He may come tonight and I want to be ready. He may come tonight and call His church and I want to be ready. Don't you want to be ready? I want to tell you something here. There is hope tonight and it is at the cross, at the foot of Calvary. You can find hope for your soul. You can find the redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. He can save you and cleanse you from all sin. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes all over the tabernacle as someone comes to get us a song? Heavenly Father, we come before you here tonight, Lord. Oh, Lord, would you search our hearts, God? My Lord, would you draw hearts, God, into an altar here tonight? Lord, that we would honestly and earnestly seek after your help. God, that you would search our hearts, Lord. God, that you would search the depths of our soul. Lord, that we might find salvation. God, that we might find sanctification. Lord, would you come? Lord, let your presence touch our hearts here tonight. In the name of Jesus, and all heads are still bowed and all eyes are still closed. I want to ask, is there a young person in here tonight that would like to come to this altar? You're not saved. And you know you're not saved. You've been trying to do everything that we've been doing. You've even been trying to dress the part. You've been trying to worship like we worship. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to work very long. Because inside your heart and mind, that turmoil that you feel, oh, that unsettledness that you feel, my friend, I want to tell you, the only way you will find peace is here at this altar in a place of prayer. The only way you're going to find peace for your soul is by honestly surrendering it all to God. My friend, there's some that have already been coming. Why don't you step out? Ask that person next to you, would you please excuse me? I've got to go. hold of the Lord. I've got to get a hold of God. Come on, young man. Come on, young lady. Don't let what others think about you hold you in your seat. I appreciate those that are coming up here. But you in the back, young lady in the back, young man in the back, God's a calling for you. Pastors, preachers, evangelists, those that would come and help pray for these. Those of you that are still out there, why don't you come? Why don't you come tonight and say, Lord, would you search my heart? God, would you look into the depths of my soul? Oh, Lord, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to lose out. I don't want to be buried, but God, I want to be carried by my Lord. I wouldn't let one thing keep me, God. Come on, sir. Come on, ma'am. My Lord. Oh, young man, you need to pray. You need to pray, sir. You need to get down to yourself and pray. Oh, young lady, you need to pray. My God, there is help here tonight. Oh, there is salvation here tonight.